Not a sound to be heard. We pause and remember another silent key.
Judy Robertson, honorary Tarkadian. Judy Robertson went silent key on Wednesday morning, September 17, at home at Carlisle Gardens, Townsville. She was a long-time honorary Tarkadian, had involvement with Probus, Zonta, Sir Optimists, Townsville Enterprise, and many, many more local organisations, including the Townsville Amateur Radio Club. Judy and hubby Ken Robertson, VK4KT, Silent Key, were the driving force behind local business Robco during the 70s and 80s. Apart from selling high-quality machinery and tools, they also ran one of the local ICOM agencies and were very active in the regional amateur radio scene. Many long-time local hams owe a debt of gratitude to both Judy and Ken in the help given to get those hams on the air. Although never obtaining a radio amateur call sign herself, Judy Robertson was a wealth of information over the years with some of the more technical aspects of the service. With Judy's passing, we lose her capable, enthusiastic and knowledgeable involvement, not only in the amateur radio service, but with the community at large. We thank Tarkadian Rosalind Bryant for this notification. Vale, Judy Robertson, Silent Key.
From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello and welcome to the 21st of September edition of Q News. And this segment comes to you from Toowoomba, home of the Carnival of Flowers. I'm John, VK4JPM, Secretary of the Darling Downs Radio Club. We've all been focused this week on the Toowoomba Carnival of Flowers parade and the club's first time appearance in the parade itself. Sadly, we had to make a decision to not be on air on HF from the float, but maybe you watched us on the televised stream. And how did we go on the day? Well, look for some photos on the homepage at ddrci.org.au, which will tell the story more eloquently than I can now, for the simple reason that Q News is recorded earlier in the week, and at this very moment in Radioland, we haven't left yet. Even in advance of leaving the shed, we should all send a big shout-out to the team of lead co-ords who made the float happen, especially Sam, Bruce, Liz and Dave, and all the folk who pitched in to dress it up, including the attendees who unexpectedly found themselves making a few flowers at the last club meeting. Thanks to everyone who responded to the clothing call. And with some great work from Klaus, we made the deadline for production of our first batch of new club merch, shirts and caps. Let us know what you think of those. The next step will be to take orders for a second production run. Now, coming up, we have two activities with dates. The next club lunch will be held on Saturday the 4th of October, starting at 11:30 in Toowoomba. Once again, we're moving the location to spread the love, and all the specific details are on the website. Allow a bit of extra time, because if the stars, moon, sun, and our partner all align, we have a surprise outing after the lunch. And the next club meeting will be on Monday the 13th of October. Again, watch the website for full details. Now, with the parade over and Jota on the horizon, we're back into full swing focus on training and licenses. If you've been contemplating that update so you can run full power, or if you'd like to get started with your studies for a foundation license, send an email to education@ddrci.org.au and our education lead, Dave, VK4JPS, will leap out of the shadows to help. We're scheduling classes, so now is a good time to get your name on a list. Dave promises that foundation and upgrades can be made pretty painless, and we have a good success rate. And that's it for this week. Send bits of news, future info, requests and newsletter tips to secretary@ddrci.org.au, which is also a good contact point for getting answers to general questions. secretary@ddrci.org.au. Look for us on the Darling Downs Radio Club 2-metre net on Sunday mornings at 10 via VK4RDD 146.750 or Saturday evenings at 19.30 on 80 metres, somewhere around 3.650 megahertz. Listen for VK4WID as net control. And until next week, this is John, VK4JPM, reminding you that all answers can be found via the club's website. 73s.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. One of the qualities of the amateur has been the ability to adapt. From the early days of radio, items have been repurposed to meet the needs of home construction. When the market was awash with disposals gear, many items became modified to meet the needs of the amateur radio pursuit. When solid-state items came, home experimenters took the leftovers from computers and made items which improved the functionality of the shack and allowed self-learning of this new technology. In more recent times, rigs have become smaller and lighter, whilst the world has become a dumping ground for non-certified electronics, which creates noise and gross interference on many amateur radio bands. The introduction of the home personal computer saw many discussions and articles on how to suppress electronic trash from the switch mode power supplies. The issue has grown out of bounds in the years since. An outcome of this latter problem, at least indirectly, has been people taking gear into the field, to parks, hills, beaches and all sorts of locations where operations can be conducted. The delight in operating in an electrically quiet place can't be underestimated. To take these thoughts in another direction, we can look at major features in our community. In towns and cities, the grocery store has grown into the supermarket, and most of these are operated as part of a chain. Economy of sourcing stock, logistics and efficiency in backroom operations all contribute to the massive success of our grocery retail industry. With all their resources, the science of marketing is constantly being refined. It's no glitch or aberration that Easter hot cross buns appear just after Christmas. The run-up to in-store promotions is carried out many days or weeks prior to the start of the campaign, and that annoying practice of rotating shelf items to different aisles to ensure the paying customer has more to view and thus increase the number of spontaneous purchases should be banned. Hi, hi. For people running club activities, we have a major example of success in these stores. The organisation, positioning of outlets, and the range of items for sale all offer us lessons in streamlining our own club activities. Clubs depend on volunteers, and thus you can say their time is more precious than paid staff within a store. The amateur aims to live balanced life and should always be kept in mind. What I'm trying to do is point our thoughts towards examining areas which may benefit our clubs and ultimately our recreation. If we can have a closer look at something that at first glance seems remote to amateur radio and take a lesson or two, then the whole community gets to benefit. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.